شبهة. قبل أن نبدأ بالدرس أريد أن أبين مسألة مهمة لعلكم يعني لعل بعضكم سمع قبل هذه المسألة لكن أريد الإعادة للفائدة. Before I start the class, before continuing يعني from where we arrived, I want to talk about a case which is important to understand. Maybe some of you heard it before, but it is beneficial to repeat. من المسائل المهمة أن الذي يعرف أنواع الكفر ويميز الكفر من الإيمان إن حصل عنده شك حقيقي في حصول كفر منه هو كفر بيقين، ليس شيئا مختلفا في كونه كفرا. واحد شك، احتمل عنده احتمالا حقيقيا، شكا حقيقيا، ليس مجرد خاطر خطر له وهو يعرف أنه ما حصل منه، إنما أحيانا الخاطر يلح عليه، إنما شكا حقيقيا، عنده احتمال حقيقي أنه حصل منه كفر. قال اليوم أنا، بينما هيك هو يتذكر، قال هذه اللفظة وهي لفظة كفرية، قلتها اليوم أو لم أقلها، لما عندما كنت أتكلم مع فلان قلت أو لم أقل. ليس مجرد خاطر خطر على باله وهو يعرف أنه ما قال، لكن شك، صار عنده شك حقيقي، وهذه اللفظة كفر بالإجماع، ما فيها خلاف. هنا يجب عليه أن يتشهد فورا للاحتياط في الحال، لا يؤخر تشهد الاحتياط، يجب عليه أن يتشهد فورا للاحتياط، سواء كان هذا الاحتمال احتمال حصول المسألة منه، احتمال حصول اللفظ منه مساو لعدم احتماله، أو عدم الاحتمال راجحا أو الاحتمال راجحا. ليش؟ لأنه شك في حصول هذا اللفظ منه، عليه أن يتشهد للاحتياط فورا، لأنه إن لم يتشهد فورا فكأنه قال في قلبه ولو كان أنا حاصل مني، إن أخر التشهد، إن قال أتشهد للاحتياط، إذا خطب له هيك بعد نصف ساعة بعد ربع ساعة فيما بعد، أو لا أتشهد، في كل حال إن أخر التشهد الاحتياطي فكأنه قال في قلبه لو كان هذا حاصلا مني الذي هو كفر بيقين، لو كنت واقعا في الكفر أنا أريد أن أبقى على الحال التي أنا عليها. هذا معنى تأخيره للتشهد فيكفر بذلك، إن أخر التشهد الاحتياطي يكفر بذلك. طيب، among the important things to know, that the one who knows what is belief and what is blasphemy, who knows the different types of blasphemy, who can differentiate, really differentiate, between belief and blasphemy, if he doubts about a statement which is kufr, blasphemy by consensus, there is no difference in opinions about it. It is kufr by consensus. But he doubts, did he say it or he did not say it? It is not that it occurs to his mind only while he is firm that he did not say it. I'm not talking about this case. I'm not talking about the case when he is firm that he did not say it. Even if the devil whispers to him that you said it, or thoughts come to his mind that he said it. I'm not talking about the case when he is still firm that he did not say it in his heart. I'm talking about the case when he has doubt in his heart. Whether it is a weak doubt or a strong doubt, he has doubt. He is no more sure that he did not say it. And it is kufr by consensus. For example, at one point of time, he starts to think, when I was talking today with so and so, that person, did I mention this statement? And he refers to a statement which is kufr, blasphemy by consensus. Okay? In this case, he has to take immediately the precautional shahada. Immediately. That is, to take a shahada to save himself from blasphemy if he fell in it. This is called the precautional shahada. Delaying that, delaying taking the precautional shahada, although he doubts about what happened with him, delaying that is as if he is saying, even if I committed blasphemy, even if this happened for me, I do not want to clear myself immediately. Oh, so this would be blasphemy by itself. It is not permissible for one to delay taking the precautional shahada in this case. فحالما يصير عنده شك حقيقي في حصول كفر منه يعزم فورا في قلبه على التشهد للخلاص من الكفر إن كان حصل منه ثم يتشهد فورا بلسانه أي يتشهد بنية الخلاص من الكفر إن كان حاصلا منه ولا يؤخر تشهده بعد عزمه كيف يتشهد للاحتياط يعزم في قلبه لابد من العزم في القلب يعزم في قلبه أنه ينطق بالشهادتين حتى يخلص نفسه من الكفر إن كان واقعا فيه وينطق باللسان. How does he make the precautional shahada? He intends in his heart that he makes a tashahud to clear himself from blasphemy if it occurred from him. And he utters the testification of faith, al-shahada, with his tongue. ولا يؤخر تشهده بعد عزمه هذا إلى إجراء عبارة أخرى معينة زيادة عليه. فإذا حصل منه الشك فورا يعزم في قلبه ويتشهد بلسانه، ولا يقول أليس عزم في القلب. أيش الذي يلحق العزم في القلب؟ النطق باللسان بالشهادتين. لا يؤخر التشهد لأجل عبارة ثانية، يعني لا يؤخر التشهد حتى يقول بلسانه إن كان حصل مني كفر فأنا أتشهد ثم ينطق بالشهادة، لأنه إن أخر لأجل لا يحتاج أن يقول هذه العبارة. أليس حصل منه العزم في القلب؟ يكفي ينطق بالشهادة انتهى. فإن أخر حتى يقول مثل هذه العبارة يكون في هذه الحال رضي لنفسه البقاء على الكفر في حال كان حاصلا منه ولو لمدة نصف دقيقة، وهذا كفر. In this case, so if someone doubts about himself, really doubts, okay, I'm talking about a real doubt. We'll talk about later, inshallah, about thoughts, etc. If he really doubts, so if one really doubts about this issue, did I blaspheme or not? So what does he have to do? Immediately he makes the intention in his heart. And what does he do after that? Take a shahada, that's it. He does not delay saying a shahada to say any other statement. Like he does not delay saying a shahada to say if any blasphemy occurred from me, then I am now taking a shahada. Because this would be delaying taking it. And delaying taking it in this case is blasphemy. He does not need to say this statement. His intention and uttering a shahada with his tongue are enough. He does not need anything else. هلا هذا يكون سالما من تأخير تشهد الاحتياط. الذي تشهد فورا بتلك النية ما أخر، وإن كان الكفر حصل منه حقيقة يكون انتفع بهذه الشهادة. Now such a person he is not considered if he takes a shahada immediately with that intention. Such person did not delay taking a shahada. And if the kufr happened from him, really it happened, then this benefits him. This shahada benefits him. He becomes Muslim again in the case that that blasphemy really occurred from him. وقد يؤخر التشهد لأمر آخر غير اللفظ. قد يؤخر التشهد لتكرير النية. كذلك لو أخر لتكرير النية، لإعادة النية مرة ثانية وثالثة مثلا، كفر. لأنه أخر، ما في حاجة لتكريرها. أليس حصل هذه النية في قلبه ونطق بالشهادة بلسانه، لماذا يؤخر حتى يستحضرها مرة ثانية مثلا أو مرة ثالثة مثلا؟ لا حاجة لذلك، حتى يعيدها، يعني حتى يعيد إجراء عبارتها على قلبه مثلا. حب أن يجري على قلبه عبارة معينة بعد أن حصل النية يكون أخر التشهد. Another example of delaying التشهد is to repeat the intention in his heart. Also, this is blasphemy. He does not have to repeat it. He got it in his heart. Why to repeat it? He does not have to say in his heart a specific statement after acquiring the intention. He doesn't have. So if he delays himself from taking a shahada to say in his heart another statement. He likes, for example, to say in his heart this specific statement: I now take a shahada if any blasphemy occurred from me, for example. So after acquiring the intention, he delays saying a shahada to say again in his heart those specific words. He blasphemes also, because he is delaying taking the precautional shahada. إن أخر وقع في الكفر شو صار يلزمه؟ تشهد جزما ليس احتياطا. Now if he delays saying الشهاده, the precautional shahada, he falls into blasphemy. And now he needs to take it, to take الشهاده, not the precautional one. لأنه خلص الآن, now he knows that he committed blasphemy. But rather he takes al-shahada without the precautional intention. في هذه الحال يتشهد جزما لا يتشهد للاحتياط لأنه عرف أنه وقع في الكفر انتهى بتأخيره تشهد الاحتياط وقع في الكفر فيتشهد حالا. هلا إذن إيش عن إيش تكلم الحنفية في أنه كل يوم يتشهد احتياطا, كل ليلة يتشهد احتياطا إذا كثر كلامه ونحو ذلك؟ هذه المسألة. Then about what the Hanafi scholars were talking when they said every day before he sleeps, if he talked a lot during the day, he takes the precautional shahada. كلام الحنفية ينزل على شيء آخر. The saying means something else. لو أن الشخص ألح عليه الخاطر, جاءه خاطر أنه تكلم بكلمة كفرية, وهو يعرف من نفسه أنه ما قال, لكن هذا الخاطر ألح عليه تكرر عاد وعاد, فهو حتى يريح نفسه, حتى يرد هذا الوسواس, حتى يقطع هذا الوسواس, يقول إن كنت قلت هذا الكلام أنا أتشهد, وهو جازم في قلبه أنه إيش ما قال. هذا الذي قالوا كل يوم قبل أن ينام, وإلا لا يؤخر إلى ما قبل النوم تشهد الاحتياط إن شك في حصوله حقيقة, إنما لقطع الخاطر. What the Hanafis talked about is when a person, let's say he has a lot of conversations during the day, and at the end of the day, it comes to his mind, a thought comes to his mind that he said such statement, which is blasphemous statement. But he knows in his heart firmly that he did not say it. So he kicks out this thought. But it comes back. And then it comes back. And this disturbs him, because it keeps coming back. Maybe you said it. Maybe I did. While he is firm in his heart that he did not do it, this person, to stop this issue, to prevent al-waswas from controlling him, he might say, if such issue happened with me, I now take a shahada, and he takes a shahada. So in this case, في هذه الحال لا يجب عليه. So they were not talking about a real doubt, and then he delays that until before sleeping, for example, or the like. No. They were talking about this case. في هذه الحال لا يجب عليه أن يتشهد. لكن إن شاء يتشهد لقطع دابر الوسواس. In this case, he does not have to say a shahada, the precautional shahada. But if he wants, he says it to stop this waswas. Using the term إن كان حصل مني كذا, استعمال لفظ إن كان حصل مني كذا ليس دائما معناه الشك في حصول هذا الشيء منه. الله تعالى قال قل إن كان للرحمن ولد فأنا أول العابدين, معناه الرسول شك هل الله له ولد أم لا؟ لا, ليس معناه ذلك. كذلك عندما يقول الشخص إن كان حصل مني وهو متيقن أنه ما حصل منه إنما لدفع الوسواس, هذا ليس معناه أنه شك في حاله, لا, لكن لقطع دابر الوسواس يقول ذلك. The Arabic term إن كان, if this happened from me, it does not mean that he doubts, that it does not always mean that the person who says it is doubting about this issue, did it happen or not. As some verses of Al-Quran show that. Rather, this means that he is saying Ash-Shahada to prevent himself from falling under the effect of Al-Waswas. وفي هذه الحال لو كان حاصلا منه هذا اللفظ تكون نفعته هذه الشهادة. And in this case, if such statement occurred from him, this shahada would benefit him. Would benefit him. لكن هذه الشهادة لو أخرها لا حرج عليه. But this type of shahada, if he delays it, it's okay. Because he does not have to take it in the first place. هكذا. أما من حصل منه لفظ ولم يعلم حكمه هل هو كفر أم لا, لكونه ضعيفا في معرفة القواعد مثلا, ما تعلم الكفاية, لم يدري هل هذا كفر أو ليس كفرا, فذهب للسؤال عنه ثم تبين أنه ليس كفرا, هذا لا يكفر, لأنه لم يشك في حصول كفر مجمع عليه منه, ليس كفرا بالمرة هذا. أو شخص شك هل حصل منه هذه الكلمة أو لا, وهو لا يعرف حكمها هل هي كفر أم لا, تشهد الاحتياط هنا لا ينفعه, لا يعرف بالمرة, لا يميز, يعني مش لا يعرف حكمها لأنها تحتمل معنيين ولم يدري على أي المعنيين قالها, لا, هنا إذا تشهد احتياطا ينفعه, بل يتشهد فورا احتياطا. كلامنا ليس عن هذا, لم يدري حكمها لأنه لا يميز، ليست كلمة لها معنيان، هنا لا ينفعه تشهد الاحتياط أصلا. يعني في هذه الحال لو تشهد احتياطا ما هو باق في الشك، ما زال لا يعرف الحكم، يعني ما زال واقعا في الشك. إذا حصل منه مسألة لا يعرف حكمها، لا يعرف حكمها مش لأنه ليس لأنها تحتمل معنيين وهو لا يدري على أي معنى قالها، هذا بيتشهد فورا للاحتياط. إنما كلامنا في من لا يعرف حكمها وهي كفر بالإجماع، ما فيه كفر صريح، لكن هو لضعفه لا يعرف حكمها، هذا لا يتشهد احتياطا، لا ينفعه يعني تشهد الاحتياط، بل عليه أن يتشهد جزما. وحتى يصح منه التشهد، ليش بده يتشهد جزما؟ معناه يكون عرف أن هذا كفر. Now, if someone does not know the judgment of a statement, because this person is weak in the knowledge, let's say it's this way, and this statement was not kufr, then he does not blaspheme in this case if he takes the precautional shahada. Let me give more details here. We are not talking about a statement like if he sees someone, he says assalamu alaikum, he tells him wa alaikum assalam, and then he doubts. If I say assalamu alaikum to him, is this blasphemy or not? He blasphemes if he doubts about that. We are talking about something which is haram, ugly, but out of his lack of knowledge, he doubts, is it kufr or not? So it is not known by necessity. Not everyone knows that this is not blasphemy. Okay? If he doubts about it, then he does not blaspheme by not taking the precautional shahada, because he is not doubting about something which is blasphemy by consensus. If you remember, we said at the beginning, if he doubts about something which is blasphemy by consensus, that it happened from him, etc. Also, if he doubts about a statement, did I say it? Is it kufr or not? Not because this statement bears two meanings and he does not know which meaning he meant. No, such a person, one is blasphemous, meaning the other is not. Such a person needs to take immediately the precautional shahada. I'm not talking about that. He does not know the judgment of this statement because of his lack of knowledge. And it is kufr, blasphemy. And in this case, blasphemy, by consensus it is blasphemy. In this case, taking the precautional shahada does not benefit him. Anyway, even if he takes the precautional shahada, he is still doubting. Uttering shahada does not relieve him from the doubt. So he is still doubting. It does not benefit him. He needs to know the judgment that this is kufr, and then take a shahada to embrace al-Islam. Allah yubariku fikum. أنا ما بدي لا أريد أن أفتح باب الأسئلة في هذه المسألة. I do not want to open the door for questions in this, about this case. except if there is a statement that I said and you did not well understand, I'm ready to answer your questions. Other than that, even if everyone hears the question, I will not answer. And you manage together about the issue. Okay? تفضل علي. Because everyone knows that this is permissible. If he doubts, is this blasphemy or not, he's doubting about the rules of the religion. He blasphemes immediately. No, I'm not talking about that.
The other part, you did ask about mentioning about this person who confuses the issue of the apostasy in the Maturidi school and the Asheri school. I know maybe you want to answer it now. About this person, he's famous, and he said that he gave an example of Ikhtibar.
No, Ali, later. About this mas'ala, let's keep it in this. Yes, if he takes the precautional shahada, it does not benefit him. He needs to know that this is blasphemy and then take a shahada. Yes, Iman. The last case? The last two cases? Someone says something which is not blasphemy. Okay? A statement, let's start with that. This statement is not a blasphemous statement. But it is a prohibited ugly one. It is so ugly to the point that he was confused out of his lack of knowledge. Is this blasphemy or not? Really, it is not. So in this case, whether he takes the precautional shahada or he does not take the precautional shahada, this does not harm him in his creed, because he is not doubting about something which is blasphemy by consensus. This is not blasphemy at all. Okay? As for the other one, the second case, if someone utters a statement which is a blasphemous statement by consensus, but out of his lack of knowledge, so this person really does not differentiate between belief and blasphemy. He doubts about it. Is it blasphemy or not? In this case, taking the precautional shahada does not benefit him. He needs to know that this is blasphemy and take a shahada to embrace Islam. طيب. إذا علم هذا والله خلاص بلا ما فوت أكتر. Let us stop here about this issue. Khalid, with no further details, I will not answer. Yeah, go ahead.
The last person in the case of the Hanafis, he's lying in bed at night. He's having waswas. He knows he didn't say kufr. It's just some kind of chakra which is coming to him.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just say dhikr at shahada? Why didn't he go into this
precaution of shahada? He did it. He's not doubting. Why does he, Khalid, why does he say it as dhikr? What's the difference? He says it as dhikr to be clear. Isn't this? This is the precautional shahada. He wants to mention a shahada to be clear from blasphemy if it occurred from him. What's the difference? Dhikr, a mere dhikr, he wouldn't think about the issue that if it happened, etc. Yeah. And he wants to get relief. And his statement does not mean that he's doubting. Khalid to get his mind off the waswas. What? Well, many things might. Yeah, a person needs to be strong. Sometimes, as no Khalid, many times this relieves him. تفضل. ايوه. ما حصل منه التشهد مع نية الخلاص من الكفر بعد الوقت الذي يخطر له الخاطر انه حصلت منه هذه الكلمة. هي مسألة تانية ما بدي فوت فيها هلا. شو يا غادي؟ ويعرف واحد المعنيين كفري اشو بده ما بيقول خلص. اذا احتمل عنده احتمالا حقيقيا شك مش مجرد خاطر. احيانا الشخص يخطر له لعلي أردت المعنى الآخر. هو يعرف من نفسه أنه ما أراد، ما بيقول على هذاك المعنى، بس بيجي خاطر بركي لعل هذا لا يؤثر. أما لو شك حقيقة هل قلت على هذا المعنى أو ذاك، يتشهد فورا للاحتياط. فورا يتشهد. شو بده يراجع؟ ما خلص الآن هو في الشك. Yes, Shahid. Huh? And what's really that statement? It's not blasphemy. Okay. It doesn't harm. If it is something which is, as I said, like haram, ugly, etc. Okay. خلاص. Enough. خلاص. لا. تفضل الحاج. بس خلاص بعد الحاج. This is the last question about this issue. إذا شك. إذا شك في حاله وهو يعلم أنه ليس كافرا. شافعي وأبو حنيفة ما اختلفوا. الحنفية إلنا قالوا هذيك المسألة لأنهم هم ذكروها، الشافعية ما ذكروها. ليس معناه أن الشافعية يخالفونهم. الشافعية ما ذكروا خلاف ما قال الحنفية. لا، الشافعية ما تعرضوا لهذه المسألة، الحنفية ذكروها بس هيك. ما في اختلاف فيها بينهم. هكذا الواحد إذا شك في نفسه حقيقة، حصل عنده شك، أنا قلت أو لم أقل، شو بيعمل؟ هل إن ترك نفسه على ما هو عليه يكون كأنه يكون راضيا بالبقاء على الكفر في حال كان حاصلا منه، وهو ليس جازما أنه حصل منه حتى يتشهد جزما. طيب شو بيعمل؟ كيف بيخلص حاله؟ يتشهد احتياطا. لا يضره لطرد الوسواس، وهو يعرف من نفسه أنه ما حصل منه. وفيك. طيب طيب نكمل من حيث وصلنا. Let us continue from where we arrived. من البيوع المحرمة بيع ما لم يره. وقد كنا تكلمنا في هذه المسألة إذا كنتم تذكرون، قلنا شيء ما رآه البائع ولا المشتري، أو ما رآه البائع ورآه المشتري، أو ما رآه المشتري ورآه البائع، هذا من حيث الإجمال، من حيث الأصل لا يصح بيعه في مذهب الشافعي رضي الله عنه. Among the prohibited types of selling is to sell something which was not seen, whether by the seller, the buyer, or both of them. If the seller did not see it, then this selling is not valid. If the buyer did not see it, this selling is not valid. If both did not see it, this selling is not valid. مثال ذلك، وكلت شخصا أن يشتري لي شيئا وصفته له، ذهب فاشتراه، أنا عرفت أنه اشتراه لكن بعد أنا ما رأيته، جئت إلى شخص آخر فبعته له قبل أن أراه، هنا لا يصح لأنني أنا البائع ما رأيت هذا الشيء، أو أنا رأيته والمشتري ما رآه، لا يصح هذا البيع. An example of that, if I authorize someone to buy something for me, so he does it, I know that he does it, but and then before I see it, I sell it to someone else. In this case, this dealing is invalid because I'm selling what I did not see. Likewise, if the buyer did not see it. وكذلك لو رآه المشتري قبل زمن بعيد بحيث في العادة يكون تغير في خلال هذه المدة، هنا لا تكفي رؤيته السابقة له. لو رأيته فيما قبل أنا والمشتري يكفي، إلا أن تكون المدة التي مرت من وقت الرؤية يتغير فيها هذا الشيء في العادة، ولم يكن رآه العاقد بعد تغيره، بعد مرورها، هنا لا يصح. Now, if both the seller and the buyer saw the item before the dealing took place, then this is valid, except if the time that lapsed from when they saw it or one of them saw it until the dealing took place was long enough in a way that usually this thing changes during this time. In this case, they need to see it before having the contract. Another time. مثلا حمل صغير رآه البائع والمشتري، كبر هذا الحمل، صار خروفا كبيرا، شاة كبيرة، ثم أراد أن يشتريها، هو ما رآها بعد أن كبرت، يعرفها لما كانت حملا صغيرا، لا تكفي رؤية السابقة. For example, someone sees a little lamb. Later, this lamb grows and it becomes a sheep. This man wants to buy that sheep. and he did not see it except when it was a little lamb. In this case, this previous seeing is not enough. He needs to see it after it became big, after it became a sheep. وهناك قول للإمام الشافعي بصحة البيع مع عدم الرؤية إذا كان مع الوصف، إذا وصفه وصفا يخرجه به عن الجهالة، بحيث إذا رآه المشتري يقول نعم هذا الذي وصف لي إذا كان على حسب الوصف، أو يقول لا هذا مخالف لما وصف لي. إذا وجد المبيع على حسب الوصف ثبت البيع، إن وجد مختلفا عن الوصف فللمشتري أن يرد، ثبت له الرد. هذا قول آخر في مذهب الشافعي رضي الله عنه، يجوز العمل به. There is another saying in the school of Imam al-Shafi'i that even if one does not see the item that one buys, it is permissible to buy it if it is well described to him in a way that it wouldn't be unknown. When he receives the item, if the item fulfills the descriptions, matches with the descriptions, then this selling is confirmed. If the item matches with the descriptions, then this selling is confirmed. The buyer does not have the choice to return it to the seller. Of course, if they separated from the session, as we explained yesterday. If the item does not fulfill, does not match with the descriptions, then the buyer has the choice to give it back. This is another saying in the school of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i. And you can go according to it. هلا عندما قلنا لابد من رؤية المبيع معناه رؤية كله إلا حيث يكفي رؤية بعضه. When we say one needs to see the item before buying it, we mean by that seeing all of it, except when it is enough to see some of it. يعني إذا أردت أن أشتري كتابا في مذهب الإمام الشافعي لابد أن أراه صفحة صحيفة صحيفة. So if I want to buy a book in the school of Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, I need to see it one page by page before buying it. إذا أردت أن أشتري بيتا لابد أن أرى دارا، لابد أن أرى البيوت المختلفة التي في الدار وما يتبع ذلك. If I want to buy a house, I need to see the different areas in the house. It's not enough to see it from outside and that's it. أما إذا أردت أن أشتري كومة قمح، صبرة قمح، يكفي أن أرى ظاهرها، لأن ظاهرها يدل على باطنها. Now, if I want to buy a pile of wheat or a bag of wheat. It is enough to see the upper part of it, because the upper part tells you about what is underneath that. لِأَنَّ الْأَجْزَاءَهَا مُتَشَابِهَةَ Because the different parts of this pile are similar. وَأَحْيَانًا لَا أَسْتَطِيعَ أَنْ أَرَى الدَّاخِلِ لِأَنَّهُ يُحْتَاجْ إِلَى الظَّاهِرِ لِحِفْظِهِ مثل الجوز فيصح بيع الجوز وشراؤه إذا رأى المشتري القشرة السفلى القاسية ليس الخضراء التي تغلفها إذا بيع بالخضراء التي تغلفها لا إذا لم إذا رأى القشرة السفلى لأن هذه التي يحتاج إليها لحفظه فإذا أردت أن تشتري الجوز بقشره لابد أن ترى القشرة السفلى أي القاسية وكذلك اللوز الذي قست قشرته السفلى لا يكفي أن تشتريه بحيث ترى القشرة الخضراء لابد أن ترى القشرة السفلى هيك مذهب الشافعي So if you are buying almond, and maybe half of you do not know how the almonds grow. But if you want to buy almond or nuts, then such fruit has two shells, one green, usually green before, might become black later, but it's green, and then underneath it there is one which is a solid one. It becomes solid at one point of time. So if you want to buy it after the inner one becomes solid, you need to see the inner one, the solid one. It is not enough to see the green one. Because what is needed to preserve this fruit is this inner one and not the upper one, not the green one. Okay. So, يعني لما عندما نتكلم عن الرؤية عن رؤية كل شيء على ما يليق به. So when we are talking about seeing the item before buying it, it means in the befitting way, which is a general word. I know, but because there are details about this issue. One time, we stopped to buy. You know how people they pick their fruits and they sell them at the side of the road. So we stopped to buy some. Some green beans. The big ones, the kidney beans. You know what I'm talking about. So people, many people are not used to that. That because the beans, they have two shells. One for the seed itself, and one that contains several seeds. So I told the seller, I will not buy it from you as it is, because I cannot see what's inside, the beans that are inside. According to the school of Ash-Shafi'i, I told the seller. I told him, according to the school of Ash-Shafi'i, this would not be valid. So what do you think if I give you as a gift this amount of money? And then it's up to you to give me a certain amount of those fruits or not. He looked at me, he was thinking about what I said. And then he did it. Then he asked me, where do you live? I told him. He said, I live in this place. Would you come and teach me, please? Yeah. Not always you face dumb people. Also. Subhanallah. Okay, let us stop here for now. Allahu a'lam. Do you have any questions about what we said? Tafaddal. It's not working. Go ahead. How do you buy it? If it is described as it is mentioned in the rules of the religion, yani if the transaction fulfills the integrals and conditions, it is valid according to this saying. تفضل حاجة. بنفسها لأنه هو قال لي a line of production. Now if be careful then. Now if you are not describing, there is a difference between two cases. If I say to someone, I now sell you the what? the sheep that I have in my garden. And I describe it to him. This is not a valid type of selling. Why? Because I am selling a specific item which he did not see. Okay? Okay. According to the Shafi'i school. How do I do it if I want to do it? If you want to do it this way. Listen to me. Forget about the microphone. If you want to do it this way. Say, I am now selling you or buying from you a sheep with such and such descriptions. Now, if he sends you the sheep that he has in his yard, or he sends you a sheep that he buys from someone else, or the one that he has in his farm, as long as it matches with the descriptions on which you agreed, then you got what you want. Okay? So you don't say the, you say a sheep. Okay?
Muhammad.
Now, in other, okay, because Muhammad brought it up. So how do we buy then a cup of coffee without seeing what's inside? And you are not buying a cup, you are buying this cup of coffee. Well, I mean, don't you do that? How do you do it? Well, this is valid according to other than the Shafi'i school, because it is described. So it is well described. According to other than the Shafi'i school, such interaction is valid. If you find it as it is described, it works. If you find it other than what it was described, you can return it back. But this is other than the Shafi'i school. And likewise, how do you buy the canned food? You don't see what's inside. And then you open it, and you find that it is like, it is not, it doesn't have the quantity that they talked about, or it does not have the descriptions that they talked about sometimes. In the Shafi'i school, this is an invalid transaction. It doesn't. You need to open it, see it, then buy it. See what's inside it, then buy it. According to other schools, it works as long as it is well described. And as far as I know, it is well described. Yani they write the description in details on the can. So this works according to other than the Shafi'i school. Tafaddal.
I have a question about the contract, the broken contract itself. If the person had items, both the buyer and the seller, they know these items, they've seen them.
Okay.
And they said, the buyer says, how much do you sell me this for? These items?
All of those. Yeah. If you have five items and you tell someone, I sell you these five items for $100, and you say, I now accept this selling, then it is done. You don't need to say this one for this, the other. They are still agreeing? Or actually he told him, I now sell you those items.
Okay. How much do you sell me this for?
how much do you sell me this for? He tells you, I sell you this for $100. You take them, you give him $100.
What if he only says $100?
Okay. You take them, you give him $100. He takes the $100 and you take the items and you go out without him following you and shouting. Then, khalas, according to the saying of some scholars, this is enough. Al-Shafi'i himself, his statement does not give that meaning. The apparent meaning of his statement that an exchanged statement needs to take place. But some Shafi'i scholars chose that this is enough. Wafiq. مظبوط. القول المشهور أنه لا يصح. بلى بلى. وفيك. تفضل يا أم وليد. نعم. وفيك تشتري بلع السكين. هو اللي عم يفتحون، انت ما عم تجبري، ما تم بيع، انت ما اشتريتي، ما هيك؟ هو هذا اختياره. تفضل. نعم، تقول له يجوز تقول له اشتري لي شيئا هو كذا وكذا وكذا، ثم هو عليه أن يشتريه على حسب ما وصفت له. وفيك. أو مثلا تقول له اشتري لي شيئا فيه صفة كذا أو يكون كذا أو يكون كذا، يعني على حسب ما أنت توسع له الأمر أو تضيقه عليه. قد تقول له اشتري لي تفاحا على ما ترى كما أنت تختار، لكن تفاح ليس ليمونا ولا عنبا، تفاح لكن على ما ترى أيضا يصح. وفيك. تفضل إيمان. Yes, go ahead. I think we had. Yeah, go ahead. Does it have a value? Is it, يعني, is the siwak sold for a certain amount of money usually? If it has a monetary value, you don't just destroy it. Yeah. No, there is no harm in throwing it in the garbage. No.
If you buy a bowl saying like from some person from another country, say I'm in this country and someone needs money from, you know, say from Mexico.
Okay.
They call me and they say I want to sell you this gold.
Okay. Okay.
But I don't see the goal that this person described.
Okay.
But I'm not sure exactly how it looks. Can I still buy it?
It is not well described then, or is it well described?
You're not sure exactly how it's going to look. But, you know, they describe this is a ring like this and like this.
Green?
Ring.
I thought you said green. I was thinking like green gold. This is new for me. Okay, ring. Yeah, well, it needs to be well described. If it is not well described, then does not work. I'll tell you how you can do it. You can authorize someone in that other country to buy it on your behalf. Then this other person sees it, buys it, and you send the money to the seller. Okay? You tell that other person, buy it for me. That works. طيب. بابك الله. I did not hear that. Right. Go ahead, Wahid. بعدين نتكلم عنه. ذاك عقد السلم كله ما تكلمنا عنه وايد. قل. أليس هو يظنه بيعا؟ إذا تدخله في بيع فاسد لا تفعل. ينبغي أن يفهم أن هذا ليس بيعا. تفضل. إيه. لا يصح، لا يصح. تكلمنا عنها قبل بالتفصيل وذكرنا، قلنا لا يصح، وهذا ما فيه كلام. الطريقة حتى يحصلها الإنسان أن يدفع قسطا من المال مقابل جزء مشاع من الأرض. يقول لو اشتريت منك مثلا ربع هذه الأرض أو عشرها بكذا، ثم فيما بعد عندما يبنى البيت يبادل حصته بهذا البيت، يبادل مع المالك حصته بهذا البيت. المالك يقبل، الذي يهمه أن يحصل المال، لكن هو يكون إيش عمل طريقة صحيحة، اشترى جزءا مشاعا من الأرض، وإن حصل أي شيء فيما بعد ولم يبنى البيت هو يملك جزءا من الأرض، ثم عندما يبنى البيت يبادل هذا الجزء بهذا البيت. هذا المخلص، هذا المخرج.
عندما يشتري هذه
القطعة
من الأرض،
نعم،
عن البائع،
أيوة،
يعني يدفع
المال، صحيح.
ثم المالك والبائع يعني يبنيها،
صحيح.
ثم بعد ذلك يعني
يقول له هذه الأرض مقابل هذا البيت، حصتي في الأرض مقابل هذا البيت. وفيكم أحسن الله إليكم. إن شاء الله we'll get back at 12 إن شاء الله. بارك الله بكم. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.